Hello, I'm Zombie Baron, coming at you live from UnNews, your up-to-the-microsecond source for misinformation. This afternoon, folks, we're going to be discussing something very serious. U.S. agents, working in cooperation with the Mexican government, have closed down a lab in Mexico that might be the main source of a powerful painkiller that has killed at least 100 heroin users in 8 states, the federal drug czar said Monday. John Walters, director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, said that whilst the U.S. government has been aware of the lab's existence for some time, it is not until recently that the threat had become severe enough to warrant action. Whilst any civilized nation clearly feels relief that the knowledge, that a few smack-addled wastrels are no longer leeching off the welfare system, Walters said. Unfortunately, the epidemic has reached such a proportion that the government is starting to suffer a severe profit loss on heroin imports, and one of our main sources of revenue. Walters went on to state that dealers may have started using fentanyl because they were looking for a competitive advantage on the street. But he insisted on sending a clear message to them. To any heroin dealers, I say this, he said. The United States government is only safe and reliable supplier of uncut smack. We have years of experience in global imports and exports, and remain committed to providing the ghettos of America with the finest quality merchandise. He referred specific questions to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, which declined to provide details immediately, but reassured customers that the CIA could remain their first port to call for any narcotic requirements. This is Zombie Baron, signing off. If you would like to access more UnNews content, please visit www.uncyclopedia.org/wiki/UnNews, that's spelt with a U, colon main underscore page.